This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
In the 28th verse, Acts chapter 20, verse 28, the Apostle Paul is preaching his farewell message in Ephesus. He's been there for 3 years. He's going to be leaving and moving on to a new city, a new work, a new plant. As what missionaries do. We have Andy here. He's going to be going on the mission field soon, planting new churches. Pray for him. And so Paul is preaching his farewell message in the city of Ephesus. And he is leaving the church in the capable hands of those who were trained by him. He trained them, he taught them, and had Bible classes for them. They were raised up by God. They were not only trained by him, but then they were raised up by God, very important. And then they were ordained to be the guys who would do the job of overseeing and shepherding in the absence of Paul. So verse 28 says, "Therefore take heed to yourselves and to all the flock." Take care of yourself and take care of all the flock, "among which the Holy Spirit has made you the overseers." You guys, and he's talking to the elders, the leaders, you guys are the overseers. You guys are to shepherd the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. The church belongs to the Lord. It is his church. It is his flock. He purchased it with his own blood. But he is going to use you as an overseer to shepherd, under-shepherd, if you will, as he is the great shepherd. But you'll be an under-shepherd and an overseer. And what does an overseer do? He watches over. He watches over to detect possible dangers and pitfalls to living the Christian way of life. The overseer is to watch for pitfalls and dangers and trends that are maybe creeping into Christians' lives that are going to, down the road, hurt them spiritually. He sees them ahead of time. And therefore, he addresses them in messages. He gets behind the pulpit, and he addresses it with a message. And he addresses the message to the folks. As an overseer, he is sensitive to what the church, where the church is at and what they're going through, and the Holy Spirit impresses upon him and the others who are teachers, what the church needs to hear. Not necessarily what they want to hear all the time, but what they need to hear. And so the flock receives, the church, the flock, they receive in all humility what's being said. They receive in humility. In other words, if the person in the church is sitting there and they're humble, then they'll be receptive to what's being said. And if it's something that needs to correct something about what they're doing or haven't done, or they've been slacking off in an area or whatever, they have a desire and a willingness to be corrected because of humility. And so they receive the admonition. And that's how the Lord keeps the flock together and moving forward while on the earth. There are perhaps, though, within the flock some who do not have humility. Maybe they will in the future, but right now they're still young. They're just still, as the Bible calls them in the Old Testament, wild donkeys. They're still young and they're a little bit arrogant and they don't receive what's being said. They hear it. It does pertain to them, but they just shrug it off. And they have to learn, as many of us have learned over the years, the hard way. And then God somehow shows us the hard way, and he's merciful and he's gracious, as we sang this morning, and he gets us back on the right path. So that's what Paul is leaving the church. Verse 29, he says this, I know this, Paul tells them. This I know, that after my departure, as soon as I get out the gate, as soon as I get on the road and I move on, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. This I know, as soon as I'm out the gate, as soon as I hit the road, wolves, and he's talking about people, ravenous wolves, savage wolves, wolves that will devour the sheep rather than minister to them, rather than to guide them, rather than to help them and be overseers, rather, but they will devour them. They're not sparing the flock. They don't care about people. They care about popularity. They care about their own personal prosperity. They care about going up the ladder of being seen as somebody who is famous, perhaps. They're looking for things for themselves. It's a very selfish move by people who want to be church leaders, but who were not trained, raised up by God, or ordained for the particular task. But Paul says, I know it. As soon as I leave, they're coming. You can count on it. So he acknowledges, what is Paul doing? He is acknowledging human nature unplugged. Unplugged from the Holy Spirit, unplugged from the Word of God, unplugged. This is just human nature. People are going to want to take advantage of other people, and they're going to use church, the Bible, and all of Christianity to do it. And we've seen that over the years. We've seen that over the centuries. There's always been people who have tried to use the book, use Christianity, to gain power over people and to enrich themselves. And Paul's simply acknowledging that that's going to be an attack against the church at Ephesus. And then he says, not only from the outside is it going to come, they're not only going to come from the outside into the church, but they're also going to come from right in the congregation itself. The people that have been sitting here for the past few years, right from those people themselves, it'll also happen. Verse 30, also from among yourselves, men will rise up speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after themselves. Now, every man of God knows that he is making disciples to follow the Lord. You're trying to see that a person grows and matures into an individual who follows the Lord, like the beautiful song we heard about submitting to the Lord and presenting your body as a living sacrifice in Romans 12:2. That is somebody who is a disciple of Jesus Christ. But that's not what these guys want. They want disciples for themselves. I want followers who follow me, because that benefits me. And there are many of them out there. The problem we have in church is that knowledge increases. When a person learns things, and over the course of years, when you've been sitting in church for a while, you know, you first get saved and you're all hungry and excited about the things you're learning, and everything is just incredibly important. And then after the years go by, you settle into just knowing things. And knowledge increases the sense of self-importance. The more I know, the more important I think I am. At least I tell myself that. Hey, I know a lot. I should have an auditorium filled with people. I should be writing books. I know so much. And some of them try to write books. You read the book and you realize they don't know anything. But they wrote the book. But they're filled with a sense of self-importance because a little bit of knowledge they got. 1 Corinthians 8, 1 and 2 explains that. Knowledge puffs up. It inflates the ego. So a person just gets knowledge without the nature of God's love. But they just have knowledge, then their head is going to get bigger. It would almost be good if God allowed that for our heads just to, whenever we got inflated, that our head literally got bigger. Wouldn't that be nice? Then you could actually see people and say, you see? Of course, then others would have just a little tiny head. But no, I guess that can't happen. But self-importance. I know stuff. And once they start knowing stuff, then they think they should be promoted. And this has happened throughout the years. Even in our little church, it's happened throughout the years. It's happened in many, many thousands of churches across the country and even across the world. People get a little knowledge and they feel they should be promoted. They should be elders. They should be teachers. They should be pastors now. They should be teaching all the time because they know more than everybody else. And what happens is eventually is that they promote themselves whenever the opportunity arises. And we've been blessed here. We haven't had any takeovers. Many, many churches years ago, there was many churches that I've been associated with or known about where there's takeovers. Church is going along fine, and all of a sudden, from within their ranks, somebody wants to take over the church. He thinks he can do a better job because he's got knowledge, or because he was a businessman. I know how to run a business. I've been running a business for years. The church is just another business. I can do it. And I know more than he does. And so they want to take over. And if they can get disciples to follow them, remember, he wants disciples to follow themselves. If I get enough disciples to follow me, I can actually take over the church. And this has happened so many times. And then what happens is you got the ones who want to keep the old guy, and then the ones that want the new guy promoted, and you end up with a church split.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993. Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug out pests.